Baby, wait, my father said before I could head in the direction of my room. I stopped in the mouth of the kitchen, then turned and stared at the man that knew how to mend my heart. The only man that had ever been good to me. What? I asked.
What they said? Don't take it to heart, he tried.
I heard the distinctive shuffle of my mother entering the room and turned to find her staring at us with wariness on her face. I turned back to my dad.
You don't understand, I whispered, eyes filling with tears. You're not fat. You don't know what it's like.
My mother made a sound in her throat, and I looked over at her to see that she was staring at the ground. My mother, Patty, did know what it was like. She'd always been a big-boned woman and had gained a lot of weight over the last 10 years. Hell, she and I sometimes even shared clothes at this point. I was not happy with my body. I was not happy with the way that I couldn't seem to control it, even with diet and exercise. Where some people accused me of not trying, I had to point out that I did try. A lot. But unfortunately, my mother passed down her thyroid to me. A thyroid that hadn't functioned correctly since I was 9 years old. From that point on, I'd put on weight. A lot of it. So much, in fact, that I was now known as Turner Turner to the people at school. Turner Turner meaning I was as big as two people. That way they called me Turner twice, or sometimes Turner squared.
I don't know what you want me to do about it, baby,
my father whispered brokenly.
If I could stop them, I'd do it. I'd tear every one of those fuckers' hearts out and feed it to them. But you've forbidden me to say a word or step in. I'm running out of options.
Not one option, I pointed out. My father's face went stormy.
You're not getting surgery. You're 16. People die from surgery.
I raised my hands up in a praying position and gave my father everything I had. Please. He looked sick to his stomach.
I don't want to lose you, baby, he whispered.
I smiled sadly.
Daddy,
I'm just telling you now, if this keeps on, you might.
I can't live like this.
Being in your shadow makes my heart literally break.
I'm the racer's fat kid. I know you've read the media reports lately.
Dad closed his eyes, unable to deny that one.
Please, Daddy, please, I begged. Let her, Garrett Lee, just let her.
I looked over at my mom, who had her back straight and her eyes wide open. For once, she was being firm with my father. He realized it just as well as I did.
Fine, he grumbled. But if anything happens to you, I'm gonna be pissed.
I smiled. The first genuine smile that graced my face in a very long time.
Thank you, Daddy, I whispered. Thank you.
Chapter 1. I always see all these before coffee posts and wonder what kind of magical coffee y'all are drinking that turns you into a decent human being. Me? I'm an asshole. All the time. Text from Turner to Jubilee. Turner.
What are you doing? I hissed at my best friend, Jubilee. She looked at me with strained patience.
I'm gonna go say hi to Castile because that's what nice people do, Turner, she hissed.
I sneered at her.
He's not nice, I told her.
He's very nice. To everyone but you, apparently.
She shook her head.
That was true. He really was nice. To everyone but me.
Granted, our relationship hadn't started out on the best foot. It all started when he'd pulled me over and given me a ticket for reckless endangerment. Apparently. Trying to get around a slow-moving vehicle with a Chipotle burrito in one hand and my mascara wand in the other wasn't acceptable behavior. I'd only been going 16 miles over the speed limit, but since it was raining, he'd said I wouldn't be able to control my speed. I mean, Jesus, I tried to slow down and get back behind him when he sped up, but there was another man right behind me who was wanting to pass too, so I sped up even faster. Sue me. Which was a bunch of bullshit.